Christmas is a time when we remember how Jesus, God's Son, was born in a stable in Bethlehem. And we are going to tell the story of Jesus' birth together. This is how it happened. A long time ago, a girl called Mary and a man called Joseph were traveling to a small town called Bethlehem. The emperor's soldiers had told everyone that they must go back to the place where they were born so that they and their family could be counted. Joseph worked as a carpenter in Nazareth. He sawed wood and he hammered nails. Excellent. He is really good. He made furniture for people to buy. But it was a long, long way to travel from their home to Bethlehem. And Mary rode a donkey. Donkeys? So I think it would be a good idea if Mary and Joseph and the donkey just walked round. So you're travelling on the journey. Yeah. Go with them. Excellent. The roads were very bumpy and tiny stars were twinkling in the sky. When at last the lights of Bethlehem appeared in the distance, nearly there, said Joseph, and Mary was very tired. She knew it would not be long for her baby to be born. There were crowds of people everywhere, jostling and bustling in the streets. And Joseph knocked on the door of an inn. So this is where we need the innkeepers. Can I have the innkeeper and the lady innkeeper, please? Come on. Okay, so you can be number one and you can be number two. So there we go. You stand there, you can be here. Right, okay. Just stand there. You don't have to do anything. You just have to stand there. Okay, so Joseph knocked on the door of the inn. Have you any rooms, please? He asked the innkeeper. No, he said, sorry, we're full up. He shook his head. And then he tried another and another and another. And all the inns were full. There was nowhere for them to stay. Right, now we're going to swap you over because it's your turn, innkeeper wife. And then he knocked on another door and he asked, have you any rooms? And the lady answered, no, but there is a stable at the back of my inn. Can you just point to it? And she said, it's warm and dry there and you could rest on the hay if you like. Thank you, said Mary and Joseph gratefully.
Thank you.
Yeah. There we go. So Mary and Joseph went to the stable. Innkeepers can go back down. That's lovely. Here we are. You can stay up here if you want, or you can go and sit down. It's up to you. Donkey's there in the stable. And that night, Mary's baby was born. She cuddled him gently and wrapped him snugly in pieces of cloth to keep him warm. Then she used the animal's wooden feeding trough as a cradle. Mary looked at her baby and smiled. He was so beautiful. She called him Jesus. Outside the stable, the stars shone brightly in the night sky. It was a bitterly cold night, and not far away, some shepherds on a hillside were looking after their sheep. So shepherds and sheep up here. Excellent. The shepherds pulled their cloaks around themselves because it was bitterly cold, and they tried to keep warm. But suddenly, a dazzling light appeared in the sky, and an angel appeared. So now we want the angels up here. Yes. Excellent. Angels up here. Right, angels, that's it. Lovely angels, beautiful angels. The shepherds were very frightened because they had never seen an angel before, because all they usually saw were sheep. Don't be afraid, the angel told them. I have come to tell you some wonderful news. Tonight, a very special baby has been born in Bethlehem. He is God's son, and you will find him in Bethlehem, lying in a bed of hay. Then lots and lots of other angels appeared in the sky, and they sang praise to God in heaven. Peace on earth to everyone who pleases God. The shepherds rubbed their eyes. They could not believe what was happening to them. It all seemed like a dream. We must go to Bethlehem and see this baby, they said. So the shepherds made sure their sheep were safe. And they ran quickly down the hillside into the town. Yeah, go round. The shepherds run. No, the sheep can stay there. You're safe on the hillside. That's it. Round you come, shepherds. No, you can stay by the Christmas. Move over by the Christmas tree. That's lovely. That's it. Come on, shepherds. Soon they found the stable where Mary and Joseph and the baby were. And the shepherds came into the stable. Here. Shepherds in here. Here. That's it. And they stayed for a while. And then they went back up the hillside to look after their sheep. The shepherds were so happy and excited that they sang and talked all the way back to their seats. God's son has been born tonight, they said. It has happened just like the angels told us it would. Okay, and I think the sheep and the angels, you can go back to your seats now. You can stay there, donkey. You can go back, yep. A long way from Bethlehem, some very clever men stood, looking at the sky. They had noticed a new, very bright star, and they were sure that it meant that something special was going to happen. They looked in their scrolls. It means a new king has been born, they said. We must go and look for him. So they chose some special presents, climbed on their camels. Have we got any camels? I forgot to ask about that. Got a donkey, well, climbed on their donkey. Bring your donkey then. And they set off across the desert to find the baby king. Here we go. Yeah, yeah. It was a very long journey. The wise men thought kings always lived in palaces, but they couldn't find the baby in the big palace in Jerusalem. So they kept on following the big, bright star as it moved across the sky. until at last it stopped above the house where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were. Then the wise men climbed off their camels and went inside. They knew that the baby they were looking at was a very special baby. This baby was God's son. The wise men knelt down, if they can, and gave him the presents they had brought: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were very special presents for a very special baby. And then they left. Yes, they left. When the wise men had left, Mary cuddled Jesus in her arms and smiled. She remembered the time when an angel had told her that she was going to have a baby and that the baby would be God's son. She thought about the shepherds and the message the angels had told them as they looked after their sheep. She thought about the wise men and the bright star they had seen in the sky. And now he's here, she said to herself. And this is how it happened.